Hi everyone, I'm Katie.
I'm JoJo, and this is the Flight Attendant Confessional, the Tello Podcast. And welcome back, everybody. Hey, Katie.
Hey, JoJo.
How's it going?
It is going well. How about you?
Everything's good.
Any especially crazy passengers this week?
Yeah, I didn't have anything crazy. I just had a very, very needy lady. One flew to one of our mountain towns that is very extra. And basically this lady was extra needy flight, and I was kind of over her. So I had passengers apologizing to me for her behavior.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was bad because at first she was like, oh, I'd like a Bloody Mary. And I gave her a Bloody Mary. And then she was like, I would like a snack box with that. And I was like, oh, I don't think we have snack boxes. I'll have to go check. She's like, oh, so I'm going to have to wait for you to go get that? I'm like, yes, ma'am. And she's like, oh, well, I wanted to eat that with my Bloody Mary. And I was like, I don't even think we have those on this flight, but I'll go check for you whenever I'm done with service. But I'm pretty sure we don't have them. I mean, actually, we did have them, but I didn't give her one because she acted like such a bitch. But on that flight, the only reason we had them was for our status people. And then I went back and she wanted another Bloody Mary. And I got it for her. And she was like, oh, no, I didn't want this like this. But she had just drank one exactly that way. She's like, I just wanted the vodka with just a splash of Bloody Mary mix. And I was like, oh, okay. So
Why wouldn't you say that before I made it?
Especially since she had just drank one exactly the way I just made it again.
Yeah.
And so I brought her another one with just a splash of Bloody Mary mix. She, of course, rings her button again and is like, oh, can I get a little bit more Bloody Mary mix? And I was like, oh, God. So I brought the can and I'm like, do you want to keep the can? She's like, no, that's enough. I'm like, oh, my God. And I charged her for every single vodka that she drank or didn't. That's the one that she threw out. Everything. I was just so done. She was so rude.
She wasn't in first class?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Interesting.
Wasn't in first class.
Yikes. Bitches be crazy.
Yeah.
Should we jump into today's topic? Today's episode?
Yeah, let's jump in.
Today's episode is titled Coffee, Tea, or Me, which if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't read the book Coffee, Tea, or Me, finish this episode and then listen to all of our other episodes and then immediately go read the book Coffee, Tea, or Me. Back in the day when there were stewardesses, they would say, like when they would go in to ask the pilots what they want, or like they would say it to passengers, like coffee, tea, or me. Like, you know, funny business.
Very funny.
Very funny. They were referring to like a rendezvous in the bathroom, I guess.
Or a rendezvous wherever.
Wherever. After the flight, I guess.
In the flight deck?
I think so.
Probably, yeah.
I think there just weren't as many rules back then. I mean, that still happens, even though it's not allowed, but rules don't stop everything.
Yeah. I don't know. I think those were the days, right? I probably couldn't have been a flight attendant then because I'm too boring.
No. Huh? I think you would have leaned in and embraced it.
You think?
I think so. I think if you had wanted to be a flight attendant at that time, I think you would have leaned in and slutted it up.
You think?
I think so.
I love that my father is going to listen to this and be like, oh, yeah.
I can cut that if you want me to. We are talking about pilots and a few passengers. But we're talking about all of the different times that men have asked us out or pursued us to an uncomfortable extent. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, I guess so. Which I feel like I don't get hit on at all. Which Katie says that's not true, but I feel like it doesn't happen to me very often. But I am probably not very nice to people. I don't know.
And I'm too nice to the point that, like, I'm so sick of pilots telling me that they're in an open relationship.
Yeah. And if anybody ever, like, smiles at me, I look at them like they are going to die. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I am the worst, even if
Oh my God, stop.
Oh, even if I think someone's attractive, I'm horrible at flirting or any kind of something, any kind of anything. So I can only blame myself as to why I do not get hit on ever.
But you don't want to get hit on.
Basically, no. I do not want to get hit on ever. So I stopped looking into people's eyes. That's one thing I don't do.
I'm big on eye contact.
I stopped doing that because that's how people end up getting. Yeah. Then they tell me I have beautiful eyes and stuff. And I'm just like, I don't want to talk to you.
I don't know. What I mean by you don't want to get hit on, though, is that, like, the guys that are asking me out on the plane, let's set the record straight that neither of us have ever slept with a pilot or a passenger.
Oh, yes. Neither of us have ever.
I have never even said, like, I've only been asked out a few times. Like, I've had, like, pilots say uncomfortable things to me, but it's not like I'm being asked out constantly by these amazing, attractive pilots and passengers.
True.
Well, we'll get into it once we get to our stories, but but basically, we've talked about it a little bit before, but flight attendant fetishes are absolutely real. I don't know what it is about the uniform or the fact that we're flight attendants. There's just something about a flight attendant that is like a sex symbol to so many guys, and it's weird. It's such a filthy job.
It is so weird because I don't see it that way. But people do.
Totally. They think we're so glamorous and.
Yeah. And we're like.
Adventurous. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we are adventurous, but glamorous is probably a stretch.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
And I will say, like, we are very beautiful. I don't mean to be conceited, but, like, yes, we get hit on. Yes, we're good looking. You know, we don't wear super tight uniforms or, like, make it work for us or anything. But it's not like we're super ugly and, like, we should be.
Yeah,
like,
I mean.
We're not, shocked that men are asking us out.
I'm not going to be like, oh, yes, I'm, like, super beautiful or something. But I'm not ugly.
You're very beautiful.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
But you're beautiful, too, I think.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, thanks.
But I know, like, if I wanted to get more attention, I could. I specifically make it to where I don't get attention.
I think that's a good way to put it, is that we don't flaunt it.
Yeah, I, like... I switch into, like, flats whenever I get to work.
I only wear flats. We're getting a little off topic, though. We have a lot of stories to get through, but kind of jumping back to the fetish thing, I did one time have a van driver. We had, like, a 10-15 minute ride from the hotel to the airport, and the entire time, the van driver is talking about how male pilots have fetishes for female flight attendants, and I was the only female flight attendant. So it's like, it just was this so uncomfortable 15 minutes of this van driver just going on and on and on about how all of these pilots will deny it, but they're all secretly thinking this really weird stuff about flight attendants the whole time they're at work.
Ew.
It was so uncomfortable. So, so uncomfortable.
That sounds super uncomfortable.
And one of the pilots was married and one of them wasn't. And, you know, we're all kind of similar age. And it just was like, it was so uncomfortable. They were really nice guys. I don't think that they were sitting around thinking weird things about me. But like.
But I mean, that made them think something weird.
Then they, right?
Not necessarily about you, but I mean, it's probably crossed their mind at that moment.
But when, yeah, when somebody is telling them for 15 minutes that they probably think weird things about flight attendants, then that gets their mind going.
Yeah, exactly.
God. So that was,
some van drivers are so gross and like,
you know what? They hit on us too.
Oh yeah, I feel like van drivers are grosser than most pilots.
I one time had we're getting out of the van and he's handing us our suitcases and, sorry, I didn't realize I had so many van driver stories. He's handing us our suitcases and I go, oh, well, I'll take that one. And he looks at me and goes, I'll take the blonde with blue eyes. And I was like, because I don't have blue eyes. But we like start walking into the airport and the captain just like loses it. He's like so mad and he's like, that was so uncomfortable. That van driver shouldn't have said that about you. Like, what a pervert. Like, going on and on. But yeah, they say some weird stuff.
For real.
But anyways, the bulk of our stories are about pilot.
Yeah, so we're just going to talk about all the different types of pilots and encounters we've had with those types.
I think a lot of people ask us if we hook up with pilots and what the pilots are like, and do we ever, you know, my grandma's always like, don't you ever meet any cute pilots that catch your eye?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's tons of cute pilots, and I have pilot friends, but also I would say there are a ton of really disgusting, gross, skeevy pilots.
I think, and I think maybe JoJo disagrees, but that there are two types of pilots. Guys become pilots for two reasons. Either they're nerds and they're into flying airplanes, or they are players and they want to be in a different city every night and hook up with a lot of girls and have that cool, like, ego that they're a pilot.
Yeah, and if they have that ego already, any type of ego, like being a pilot just makes it even worse.
Oh yeah.
And they become like, and they have like this god complex.
Totally.
That is the absolute worst.
And maybe an untrained eye won't notice that, but a flight attendant, any more seasoned flight attendant, can sniff that out very quickly.
I think
we know flight attendants who are maybe fooled by that and do sleep with these these pilots that think they're gods.
Mm-hmm.
But to us, it's just like it's skeezy. We can smell it from a mile away.
Well, I think they are, I don't know, they have this, it's, I think there's obviously, you said, really nerdy pilots who are really awkward and don't have very good social skills, or they have very charismatic player-like pilots. But there's also those in the middle who are decent human beings who just like flying and wanted to be a pilot for the right reasons.
That is so true. I don't want to those as nerds.
Yeah.
But they're still really, really good guys. And you're right, we get along with pretty much, I would say, like 80% of the pilots we work with, we get along with.
Yeah.
And I would say like 50% of them we get along really well with and we're like friends with.
Yeah, just because they're players doesn't mean I don't necessarily get along with them.
That's a good point too, is that
like I would say that like I have friends that are complete like literally disgusting players who are actually my friends. I just wouldn't date them. It's really difficult to say that I would date or marry a pilot because it would have to be a specific instances where it's been I'm in an open relationship, all of this stuff that you come across that makes you weary of doing that whenever you're a flight attendant.
I think so too, and I think that maybe I'm a little bit more jaded than you are, but I probably wouldn't date a pilot because I think I have had more instances where I have thought that I'm getting along really well with a pilot and we're on the overnight and we're having drinks and we're out with the crew and everything's going really well and really fun. And I'm like, this is a really nice guy. And all of a sudden he's like, I think that I'm just being nice and making friends. And then all of a sudden, like, signals have been crossed. And this pilot that I thought was a really nice guy is all of a sudden, like, trying to get into my hotel room or, like, trying to ask me out.
Yeah.
And I rubs me the wrong way.
I feel like asking you out is not bad, but trying to get into your hotel room is ridiculous.
And nobody's ever, like, gone so far as to, like, try to break into my room, but, like, to ask me if he can come to my room. Like, I think that's the best one is... We're in the elevator and he starts telling this story and he goes, what are your guys' room? Can I come into your room? I need to finish telling you this story. He looked at me and said it, and thank God for the other flight attendant. She was like, no, no, you can tell us in the hall.
Yeah.
Like, she like so quickly put an end to that. And he was like, okay, you can come to my room. And she's like, great, we'll be there. And she's like standing in between us, like she's like coming with, like she was really awesome. I would have been fine on my own, but like I still was glad that she was there being a little bit of a buffer.
Oh yeah, a buffer is really good.
I think that's the other thing, that it's like they're professionals, they're so good at making you think that they're not flirting with you.
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
you don't realize that they're flirting with you. That's why.
Probably. Yeah, if people have flirted with me, I probably don't even know it. And just, I'm like, oh, they're being nice. Honestly, most of the time, I don't even know someone's interested in me. That's how it is. Just is what it is.
Yeah, I feel like I'm always texting you being like, this pilot just said this to me. What do we think? Is he flirting with me? And half the time you're like, no, stop being dramatic. But sometimes you're like, yeah, he shouldn't be saying that to you.
Yeah, and I probably have people saying things to me and I don't even notice.
Well, I think you would have, like the one time when I texted you and you were like, absolutely, he shouldn't say that to you, was he goes, my wife told me she doesn't care what I do on overnights, just as long as I don't tell her about it. And then, like, 5 minutes later, he's telling me how much he loves blonde girls.
I mean, I've had pilots tell me stuff like that. Like, oh, I have an open relationship, blah, blah, blah. Like, stuff like that. I've had people tell me that kind of thing. But honestly, normally it's, like, some old guy who I would never touch ever in my whole entire life. So whenever they tell me that, I'm like, oh, that's nice. So if they're telling me that for that reason, then good for them to think that they may have a chance.
That is why they're telling you that.
Well, good for them.
They're always old creepy guys. Like, they're never guys that you would actually go out with.
Yeah. It's all that's who hits on me is old creepy guys.
Oh yeah.
Guys that actually who I actually would want to date never hit on me. So that's what it is. I mean, I had I told you that one captain, he was my age, asked me to go to his room and watch Netflix one night.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And I said no. I was like, no, I don't do that on overnights. And we had fun the rest of the trip. The next day we had fun. And then he asked me the next night too. And I was just like, I didn't change. I'm going to be nice to you. I'm going to still work with you. I'm going to be nice. But my personality didn't change. I'm not going to come to your room and watch Netflix and hook up with you. And my body, my whole mind didn't change in this one day. And the thing was that pilot, that captain, he wasn't really my type, but he was a nice guy. He seemed like a nice guy until he did this. He was a decent looking person, who was a captain. He's not necessarily my type, but if he would have been like, hey, do you want to go out on a date whenever we get back to where we live? I probably would have been like, oh, yeah, sure. But instead, he asked me to come to his room twice in a row, and I never want to speak or see him ever again. That's what kind of things pilots do.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying is that, he seemed like a really nice, normal guy, but then he got all weird.
Yeah, he got totally weird.
I guess we kind of skipped over our little fact that, yes, married pilots sleep around kind of a lot.
Oh, yeah.
No, well, should we say there are some of them. Lot of married pilots who sleep around, who sleep with flight attendants and pilots.
And let me just say this. It doesn't necessarily have to be flight attendants that they sleep with. I've seen people who just have Tinder dates come to their hotel.
Oh, I've seen that for sure. But not married pilots.
But yeah, I'm just saying, I don't want it to seem like, oh yeah, let's just put this all on flight attendants. A lot of flight attendants don't like pilots and don't want to sleep with pilots and don't want to associate with pilots and don't sleep with married people. If that's your thing, whatever, you do you. But a lot of flight attendants are not into that. However, there are these people that do that.
Yeah.
That are in this married club that sleep with married people. I had a first officer friend who told me she wears a fake ring to seem like she's in a relationship so that she can sleep with the married people.
Yikes.
Apparently that's a thing where married pilots and flight attendants sleep with each other so that they don't have to worry about people riding on each other, maybe. I don't know.
This was a woman. Your friend is a woman that was wearing a fake ring, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I have heard that a lot of women will hit on men with wedding rings because they think it will be easy and no strings attached.
You know, I don't know.
That
sounds awful to me. People,
we have absolutely no judgment. And yes, this happens a lot. I think more than any other industry, maybe, that there's a lot of funny business going on. We're all in hotel rooms together at the end of the night. We don't partake.
Okay, let's not say we're in hotel rooms together. We are in hotels together. We go to the same hotel.
And I just...
Sometimes. We're not always at the same hotel, but the thing is, we're in the same city. For an amount of hours, and we're working together all day, and definitely not in the same hotel rooms. But I would say the environment is conducive to an affair.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to put it.
it's easy for someone to have an affair and it not be easily noticed by a partner. No. Because you're gone and you could probably figure out a way to do that. Even like faking being gone for work whenever you're gone to see someone. Someone could totally do that.
Yeah. Or to even like, you could bring someone on your overnight, like, yeah, that's, and we're in these cities together and we're the only people we know most of the time. So it's like,
yeah. And if someone's having problems in their relationship or something, you never know.
Totally. And we never know if they actually have an open relationship or what. I guess our point is that we have no judgment. Like, we're all adults. Like, that kind of all got so much more serious. I thought it would be really funny, but I don't feel like it was as funny as we thought.
No.
Should we jump into some funnier pilot stories?
Sure. I want you to tell about your guy with the white claws.
Okay. I hope he's not listening to this, but if he is, like, he's going to know this was him, but honestly, I don't care. What are you eating?
Chocolate. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll stop eating. Sorry.
That's okay. So, we're between flights, and I'm talking to the pilot, to the captain, and he's not my type. Let's just say that. He was shorter than... He was shorter than me and just not, I wasn't attracted to him. And I'm working in the front of the plane and we're kind of chatting all day and stuff. And he's kind of throwing some signals here and there, but I can't tell if he's just being fun and funny and sarcastic or what, but you know, we're kind of getting along. Okay. And so we had gotten hard seltzers. We had started serving hard seltzers on the flight. And we're between flights. And I'm like, hey, do you guys want anything to drink? Because normally we'll get them water or, you know, a Coke or whatever in between flights. And or throughout the day whenever they need anything. And we're just kidding around. Like, we're 100% sarcastic kidding around. I'm like telling him how we have these hard seltzers and talking about the different alcohol. And so then a little bit later, we're kind of joking around about it again. And he very seriously all of a sudden goes, hey, why don't you grab all those white claws, wrap them up, and meet me at the USO after this flight? I don't think I tell it as well as it actually happened. It was so funny, though. Just like, why don't you grab those white claws and meet... Why don't you grab those seltzers and meet me at the USO? Like, after our 4-day trip is over, 3-day trip is over, I want to sit at the airport USO and drink a hard seltzer with him.
It's just so weird. Absolutely. Such a weird... Not. Absolutely, I don't not. Get pilots with this. That's the thing. Like, even though you weren't attracted to him or anything, is that his move?
Right?
Is that his move? Like, why not really act you out instead of, why don't you grab a seltzer and meet me at the USO? Like
because you know what? If he would have been like, hey, do you have a few days off? Do you want to grab a beer? Even if, like, I wasn't attracted to him, I still would have gotten a beer with him. You know?
Yeah. See, like, that's the thing. It's like, you have a better shot. I don't get men at all. not any of them. Not just
clearly men. Neither of us do.
I don't get it. Because they do shit like that. Or like, oh, can you come to my room and Netflix and chill?
Yeah. Come to my room, I have to tell you a story.
Yeah. And whenever all they could do was is say like, hey, why don't we go get some tacos and a margarita? That's all you have to do.
Literally tacos and margarita. That's like, I don't care how ugly you are. If you invite me to go get tacos and a margarita, I'm probably going to say yes. I love tacos.
I know.
Yeah, I don't get it. What's even funnier too is that later in the day, or maybe this was even before, he looks at me, you know, side glance, and is like, so, who's your favorite captain? Like, he's just pulling out all the stops. Like, it just was, like, so...
Look, at least he's confident. I mean, gotta give him that.
Except for, the worst part of the whole thing is that I get home, and I'm swiping through Hinge, like, a couple days later, and he had found me, he had messaged me on Hinge.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So he messaged me on Hinge, and said something, you know, sent a comment. We hadn't matched, because if any of you guys are on Hinge, you don't, like, match. You do match with people, but they can message you before you actually match with them. It's not, like, Bumble or Tinder or whatever.
Matched with you and messaged you, and you hadn't, like, matched back, right?
Right. He had matched with me and messaged me, and I hadn't done anything back.
So and he had, like, seen you before your trip, right?
Well, I can't remember, because I ended up matching with him because we couldn't figure out, was this, I hadn't been on Hinge in a couple of weeks, and I was like, had he seen me on Hinge before this trip, and that's why he's like hitting on me, is because he knows that I'm single and like ready to mingle, or did this just happen like a day or two ago and he's sending me this because we already worked together? I contained my laughter. No offense to this guy, but I message him back and I'm like, hey, thanks so much for your message. Like, I had a really great time working with you, but I'm sorry, I don't date other crew members. I think he maybe even asked me out over Hinge. I think he had said something like, let's go do this or something sometime. And I said, I'm really sorry. Like, I don't date other crew members, but like, I'd love to be your friend. I had a really great time working with you. And he sends me this long message back, and he's like, oh, I don't date crew members either, this was all a joke. But like, I appreciate your honesty. Like, trying to flip the switch, like, oh, just kidding.
Just kidding, I wasn't flirting with you or matching with you or asking you to go get a seltzer or anything. It was all a joke. It was all a elaborate plan.
It was all an elaborate prank
to make you think that I liked you. Like, guys can't do rejection.
No.
Like, I think that's why they don't hit on, like, especially younger guys, like our age. They don't hit on us because they don't like to be rejected. And that's why ghosting is so prevalent, because they hate rejection or any type of,
yeah, but if they ghost us,
but any type of like communication, it isn't even that, like, they hate rejection, and they hate having to communicate anything.
But that's not what our podcast is about.
No, it's not. But don't date pilots, because it makes it even worse.
And they're probably married.
Yeah.
Plot twist, this guy's actually married.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Speaking of young pilots, I had this young guy. He's, I think he was like 22 or 23. And just like total baby face. So cute. But just like so young. We're out in kind of a party city. And we're going to all the bars. It's a young crew. Like, I was 26 or 27 at the time. This guy is enough years younger than me that, like, I'm not interested. But we're going out with the whole crew. I'm the oldest person
on
the crew.
You're just not interested in him because, I mean, I've worked with people who are, like, 24. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's really, really, really attractive. And they were, way too young for me because I'm 33 years old.
But you thought you thought they were cute, but you like didn't go out with them.
No, well, no.
But would you have?
There was one that I would go out with that was that young.
I know who you're talking about because you texted me.
Yeah. There was one guy who was like that young.
You but look young though.
I look young, but I mean, this one, there's no way. He's like 24. That's so young.
Yeah. That's the thing, like, is that it's like, it's not even the age difference. It's that you're still a baby. You like haven't even been out of college that long. Like, you've only been living on your own for a few years.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, this guy, like, he was super sweet, but I'm like, he's probably super sweet because he like has been living in North Dakota. And it's just like so nice and sheltered and knows nothing. And as soon as I get to know him, I'm going to be like, oh my God, you've been living in North Dakota. And yes, you're very attractive and cute, but you know nothing and you need to grow up.
Yeah.
So,
and we're not the one to teach you how to grow up.
But yeah, the sweetest, cutest little 24-year-old guy. Making me wish I was 25 again.
Gosh. Wish I was 25 for so many reasons. Not really, though.
Yeah.
So you look young and I act young. So I think this guy thought I was younger than I was because I sort of act like it. I don't look like it, but I act like I'm 19. Not really. I act like I'm 50. Depends on the day. But so we're out with the whole crew and like I'm the oldest and the captain is like trying to get this first officer, this young guy, to like hook up with somebody in the, we're like in this fun party town, like we're all going out for drinks and he's like trying to get like hook him up with somebody. It kind of becomes clear like halfway through the night that he like kind of has his sights set on me. And I'm like trying to like big sister him and I'm like, what do you think about that girl, like look how hot that girl is, why don't you go ask her to dance? And it's just like not working, like he's trying to dance with me, like the whole thing gets so like, it just is kind of weird. And then at one point, I don't know where the other flight attendants went, but at one point we end up alone at the bar and this song comes on and he's like, I love this song. And I'm like, oh, like I've never heard it before. And he leans in and whispers the lyrics in my ear. And it was the raunchiest song I have ever heard. It just was like...
Which song was it?
I can't remember what it's called. I would have pulled up the lyrics. But it was like basically like... He basically was whispering a sex scene into my ear.
Gross.
But he's young, but he was really cute. And it was just like, it was kind of, it was very weird. Almost kind of confusing, because it was just like, I'm really not into him. He's a child. But yet a man is whispering sexy things into my ear. Like, what am I supposed to do?
And he's not even that young, because he, what is,
no,
he was like 4 years younger than you or three,
something like that.
That's not even that young.
No, it in the grand scheme of things it wasn't that big of an age difference, but he was so young. We were both young, but it was like he was a baby. But
you're so funny.
I just was like, and then one of the other flight attendants walks up. And it was a guy, but he was gay. And so he walks up and sits down next to me. And the pilot immediately stops whispering in my ear and just goes, hey, Katie's never heard this song. Can you believe it? And then they just, like, start chatting away about the song. Like, nothing ever happened. And I was just like, I'm just going to sit here and drink my beer by myself for a minute. Like, I don't know what to do right now.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
I didn't know what to do either.
Nothing happened, obviously. Like, I wasn't into it, but it just was really funny. It just was so weird. That's the kind of stuff that happens at our job at night.
Yeah, weird stuff like that.
Weird shit. You went out with a pilot, didn't you?
Which one?
How many have you been out with? How many are there?
I've only been out with a few. The ones that I've been out with were mostly from, like, Hinge.
Okay.
That don't work at my company.
Okay.
And most of those dates have been really boring. Let me just say that. Like,
yeah.
So boring. And I did go out on a date with some, like, one pilot who asked me out on the plane, like, as he was leaving.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. There was, like, a pilot from a big airline, a captain, who asked me out as he was leaving to dinner. And as he was leaving the aircraft, he gave me his number. And the guy behind him, who was way cuter, was like, oh, can I get your number too? And I just literally wanted to punch him in the face. Because it's like, yeah, if you would have asked for my number, I would have gave it to you and wanted to date you. And not the man who actually asked me for my number.
What did you do? Did you give it to the cute guy too?
Huh? Well, he was like walking out. He was exiting the aircraft. I was saying goodbye to these people.
You didn't chase him down?
No.
The first few times JoJo told me this story, she left out the fact that that other passenger was good looking. And she's just like, this pilot asked me out today. And will you even believe it? The guy behind him on the plane then also asked me out. Like, she's so disgusted by the whole thing.
I was just mad that the guy behind him piggybacked on it and was too much of a pussy. No, I'm not going to use the word pussy because pussies are strong. He was too much of an idiot to be able to ask me out on his own. Because he was probably 28, maybe 29. I don't think he was in his early 30s. I think he was a little bit younger, but everybody thinks I'm like 25.
Well, so, you were like 29, 30 at that time.
Yeah, I was around like...
You'd maybe whatever. Like just turned 30.
Yeah, I was...
We were in New York.
Yeah, I was in New York. So I was probably 30, 31, something like that. Everybody's still thinking I'm 25-ish, but the guy is probably in his mid-20s. Something like that, and he's trying to piggyback on this captain who gave me his number on the way out, who's an adult man who was way too old for me.
He tried to be your sugar daddy, didn't he?
He tried to be my sugar daddy, and it disgusted me, and I could not talk to him anymore because I can't deal with that kind of, yeah, I'm not the type that can take money from people.
I think you should have, because at the time, you were sleeping on a twin mattress in the living room of our apartment in Queens.
I should have, but I couldn't.
Yeah, I get it. The most memorable experience of a passenger asking me out was this guy. We're flying into Boston, and this guy was very much not my type. I was very much not attracted to him. He was probably in his early 40s, maybe. And he gets on the plane with his 11-year-old-ish daughter. And she was kind of funny. She was a handful. I mean, honestly, she was kind of a brat. But so they, like, get on first, and they get on the plane. And she's, like, asking me for snacks and being sassy and stuff. And I'm kind of joking around with her and talking to her and trying to be nice, you know, whatever. Everyone else is boarding. We take off. We're in the air. I'm in the galley kind of getting ready to do service or whatever. And this guy comes to the galley Oh my God, it was the most uncomfortable like 5 minutes of my life. So he goes to the bathroom and he comes out and he's just like standing too close to me, first of all. Like, take a fucking step back, bro. Sitting way too close to me. And he's like, you can just tell he's so awkward. Like, he's like rubbing his hands and he's just like staring at the ground, like just so nervous. And he goes, he like starts to say something and he goes, okay, so, hey, thanks for taking care of my daughter. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. And he's like, yeah, yeah, I really appreciate it. And I'm like, yep, no problem. It's like what I'm here for. And he goes, do you, no, he goes, I'm wondering, do you live in Boston? And at this point, I'm thinking that he's going to ask me to babysit. Because, like, he's old, he has a daughter. He's not old, but he's, like, a lot older than me. And he has a daughter. And, like, I'm closer to his daughter's age. That's
how he started the conversation.
And that's how we started the conversation, is talking about his daughter. And he goes, do you live in Boston? And I'm thinking he's going to ask me to babysit. And I'm like, this girl seems like a handful, but honestly, like, I could really use the money. Like, I would love to babysit. And so I'm like, sweet, I'm going to get a nice little side hustle. He's like, do you live in Boston? And I go, no, I live in New York. And he goes, oh, okay. Okay, not too far. Okay. Do you have any kids? And I'm like, nope, I don't. And he goes, okay, cool. Yep, okay. It's like he's almost like checking off these things on the list. And he goes, okay, I'm wondering if, you know, maybe next time you're in Boston, if, you know, I could take you out for coffee. And he's like fidgeting with his hands and like looking at the ground the whole time. Like, it was excruciating.
I mean, I say good on him though. At least he like tried.
No. I mean, yes, no. But so then before I even know what's happening, I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And then I'm like, oh shit, what?
But it's because you felt sorry for him, right?
That you said yes? No, I said yes because I thought I was saying yes to babysitting.
Oh.
He's taking so many long, awkward pauses that I'm, like, having an internal conversation with myself about the fact that he's about to ask me to babysit, and should I say yes? Yes, I should definitely say yes to babysitting because I could use the cash, and it's a quick flight from New York to Boston. Like, I can hop on a flight and go babysit for this guy.
It's just one kid. To be some very, very high-paying babysitting.
I just wasn't thinking it through. I was so broke. I was like, I will do anything. So then when I realized he's asking me out, he's like, would you like to go out? Can I take you out for coffee? And I was like, oh, yikes. Like, but I had already said yes. Like, I can't take that back. I can't be like, just kidding. I thought you were going to ask me to babysit. I don't want to date you. So then he's like, great. So then he like kind of perks up and like starts looking at me and making eye contact, and he pulls out his business card, and this is the best part. He goes, don't call. You can't call this number. And like gets kind of awkward again. He's like, it's being worked on. We changed the number. So you can't call it. I won't get the message. We change numbers. And he's like, you have to email me. You can only email me this email right here. And like points to the email address on his card, which is like obviously the only email address on his business card. And I'm just like, I didn't really think anything of it. And then I was telling,
was like, he married?
He had to have been, right?
It's the only thing.
That's the only thing I can think of. I was like telling my friends about it later. Probably you, JoJo. Or maybe my mom, I don't know. And they were like, what? He's totally married. Like, what? That is such a classic line. Like, he's of course, married. And I was like, he does have a daughter. And they were like, he's married.
That's funny.
So, yeah, that's the most memorable one. That was, like, one of the first ones, too. After that, I made up a fake boyfriend because it's just too hard. But I did. I also asked out a passenger on the plane.
Oh, yeah, I've never done that.
He just was so cute and nice to all the passengers around him. And I had the flight attendant who was, like, the greeter, like, at the front of the plane as everyone's getting off. I, like, talked to her about it, and I was like, see that guy? And she's like, oh, yeah, super cute. And so, like, wrote down my name and my number and, like, my Instagram handle. Because I thought he's only seeing me, like, in the uniform with the mask on. Like, I don't look that cute. Like, you know, he could look me up on Instagram, see that I really actually am not bad looking. And so then I gave it to the flight attendant working in the front, and she gave it to him as he got off the plane. He never called. Obviously.
Yeah, but he might be, like, married or have a girlfriend or...
When she, like, as he was getting off, she was like, hey, one of those, the flight attendants in the back thought you were really cute, and she wanted me to give this to you. Apparently, he was like, what? No way. Like, that's so cool. Thank you.
Yeah. So,
you know that all of his friends talk about me now.
He will have that memory forever.
Yeah, I hope he's enjoying it.
So, good for him.
Good for him. JoJo, do you have any other stories to add?
I don't. I'm so boring and I never get hit on by anyone.
Oh, stop. You do. You just don't realize.
I don't know. You might need to, like, spy on me to let me know that.
I'm going to.
I don't know. If you're hitting on me ever, you need to look at me and be like, I'm hitting on you. That's the only way I'm going to know.
Or just ask you out for, like, a date.
Or just be like, do you want to date me?
Asking you out isn't enough. Yeah. Like, that scene from Elf where he's like, do you want to get food? You know, the code.
The code. Yeah, that would work.
The code.
The code. Food. Get me a little.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Do you want to get food?
Okay, you guys heard it here first. So last week, we found out that you like nerds with brown hair. And this week, we know that they have to be really direct and just ask you out.
Super direct. I guess this is, someone has to listen to this podcast. And that's how I'm going to find someone through a podcast.
Yeah. Hopefully, though, if they're listening to this podcast, they, like, don't know who you are.
That's true.
This is actually getting kind of creepy, because what if one of these fetish guys is listening, figures out who you are, shows up at your door, and is like, look, I'm a nerd with brown hair. What I grew up with, people say, I look like Joker Zinski. Well, would you to get food? Wink, wink, the code.
I have some tough roommates. They'll kick you out.
That's true. Alrighty, well, that's pretty much it for tonight's episode, right?
Yep, that's it. We are pretty much done talking about all the crazy pilot stories that we have, and if you think of anything else, we will share it on the next episode.
Yeah, let us know if you've got funny stories or have questions that we didn't get to, and we'll share them.
All right, cool.
Thanks again for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
See you next